This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Andy, this is just a coincidence.
What?
I wasn't thinking about this.
Yeah.
What shirt am I wearing today?
Oh, you are wearing your Cincinnati Bearcats. Is that a Kelsey sweatshirt?
No, it's I spent a lot of tuition dollars at Cincinnati, so I got a sweatshirt out of the deal.
Yeah, you didn't get it for free, I can tell you that.
I didn't get the sweatshirt for free, nor did the kids get the degrees for free. But I know another Bearcat, guy who graduated from the University of Cincinnati, has worked his entire career in Cincinnati, other than from December of 2018 to April of 2020, when he worked right here at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. We go to the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline to talk to our former coworker, one of the really nice young guys who used to work here, James Rapine. Hello, James.
James.
December to April, you nailed it. What do you have? My rap sheet in front of you?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm looking at your LinkedIn page. I was just wondering if you even put us on it, and yes, you did.
Of course. Well, of course. Why wouldn't I?
How are you, man?
He's a creeper, isn't he? Bob's a creeper.
I'm doing great. It's good to be on with you guys. How are you?
It's good to have you with us, and I'm glad things are going so well for you in Cincinnati. You're doing all kinds of things. BengalsTalk.com, doing that. You've got your podcast on the Bengals, doing a great job. So congratulations on your success.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I go on SI.com, and there's your bright, smiling face all the time. So that's fun stuff. Now, one of your other former coworkers, Daryl Ryder, you know Dangerous Daryl?
I do.
Daryl walked into the studio here yesterday.
Yeah.
He threw the door open, as only Daryl can do, and before we even had a chance to say hello to him, he said, "The new head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Dan Pitcher. That's who I'm going with." He was with us today. He backed it up.
Yeah.
Tell us who Dan Pitcher is.
Well, if Dan Pitcher becomes the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns, I think everyone listening, at least from a Browns fan's standpoint, should be excited. He's an offensive-minded, young, bright, and I say young, but that doesn't mean lacks experience. Bright, forward-thinking, offensive-minded coach that has worked his way up, has groomed Joe Burrow into becoming one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Was part of Marvin Lewis's staff, has been here longer than Zach Taylor. And so when I was departing for Cleveland, he was already on the Bengals staff. Zach Taylor liked him so much, he kept him around. And a year later, he became the quarterback's coach, which was obviously a big position, taking over for Alex Van Pelt, another tie there from Cincinnati and Cleveland. And the key there is he's been working closely with Joe Burrow throughout Joe Burrow's six-year NFL career. And so when it comes to quarterbacks, offensive trends, scheme, all of the above, I think he checks all of those boxes. And I also like Dan's demeanor a ton. And weeks ago, I told people, hey, I know everyone's saying it's a down head coaching crop. Buckle up, because Dan Pitcher could certainly get a job. And I'm not shocked at all that the Browns are interested.
All right, so help me one more time. Explain to me how Dan Pitcher will take the Browns into the future and help them win.
Well, see, here's how I view it. And I wrote this yesterday at BengalsTalk.com. If I'm Dan, I would be so leery of taking the Browns job. It would be the exact opposite. It would be, tell me what quarterback I get to groom and make great, because right now I don't know where that is. Because I think he's exactly what you're looking for if you have enough talent to, like, everything people think Mike McDaniel is, I think Dan Pitcher is offensively. But I also think he has the right demeanor, carries himself the right way to be a head coach in the league. I think that's a good way to put it. And the only reason I'm using Mike McDaniel is because everyone knows him. Seems like everyone loves him. The whole country is going to be talking about how he should be their offensive coordinator or maybe head coach. And so that's what I think Dan can be, is from a football smart standpoint. He understands all the X's and O's elements of it, but he can also, I believe he'll be able to, you never know until you see it, but I believe he'll be able to handle all the head coaching stuff that comes with it, not just on offense.
James Rapine joining us, former coworker of ours and now in Cincinnati, doing all kinds of media stuff involving the Cincinnati Bengals and the Reds and the Bearcats. He's doing everything there is to do in Cincinnati. So Zach Taylor still calls the plays in Cincinnati. Is that a drawback to Dan Pitcher?
Sure. Yeah. That would be the one thing where I'm sure that there would be some growth needed there, some growing pains, however you want to put it. And I think part of why he doesn't call the plays here isn't an indictment on Dan Pitcher. I think it's because the Bengals hired Zach Taylor for a reason, right? And he's the offensive mind, and he's the constant. And they know that a guy like Dan could get a job elsewhere. And when he does, you don't want to be scrambling for your next play caller and disrupt what you have with Joe Burrow. And we saw that a couple of years ago when Brian Callahan got hired by Tennessee as the Bengals offensive coordinator. Well, then they promoted Dan Pitcher, and it was a no-brainer. And he was getting interest from multiple other teams. He was about to get on a flight and do multiple interviews for offensive coordinator jobs a few years ago. And it just timed out really well where Brian got hired and the Bengals didn't let him get on the plane and were able to keep him in Cincinnati. So, that from a long-term standpoint, I don't think is a major issue, because he'll get those reps needed. He has called some plays in the preseason, but obviously hasn't done that in the regular season. So would there be a juggle early? I'm sure there would be. There would be some growing pains. But that, if I'm the Cleveland Browns, certainly wouldn't be enough for me to say no to Dan Pitcher.
If I would have told you Zach Taylor has a job but John Harbaugh doesn't last week, you would have told me what?
I would have said that's likely. I thought
you would have said that's going to happen. Okay,
not the John part. Like, I'm not going to pretend that I knew that part was going to happen, but I knew Zach was staying. So, like, if you would have said who's more likely to go, John Harbaugh or Zach Taylor, I would have said John Harbaugh. And it is a surprise for sure, especially because with 2 seconds to go, I felt like Tyler Luke was going to make that kick and the Ravens were going to win the division for the third straight time and be the only team that's ever done that in the AFC North. So I think that's it's wild to say out loud, but yeah, I'm not surprised that Zach Taylor is still in town. And I'll tell you this, guys, losing Dan would be a big loss for this Bengals organization. And I don't know who's in waiting. Like, last time it was, all right, well, Callahan's gone, Dan Pitcher will be the guy as long as it times out well. And it did. I don't know if there's someone in-house that they could go after. Maybe it's just bringing Brian Callahan back. Obviously, he's available at this moment. But it could hurt the Bengals as well and bolster the Browns in a big way if they do end up hiring Dan Pitcher.
James Rapine joining us. James covering the Cincinnati Bengals and our former co-worker right here at The Fan. the last year wasn't good for the Bengals at 6-11. Joe hurt his toe early on and was out a big portion of the season, and Joe Flacco comes in. We all know what's going on. Mike Brown has a reputation for not spending money, but he also has a reputation for being patient. Is he being patient here with Zach Taylor, who had four straight winning records before this last year? Or is he just not wanting to change things too drastically because Joe Burrow likes Zach Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly a factor, is Joe Burrow. And it's if I had to make the Cleveland comp, it wouldn't be Browns-wise, it would be Cavs-wise. And what Joe Burrow means to the Bengals is similar to what LeBron meant to the Cavaliers pre-title, and like the impact. And he doesn't have the same control. The NBA is a different beast than the NFL, of course, when it comes to player control and things like that. But yeah, I mean, if you're the Bengals and you see Joe Burrow talking about happiness and all of those things, if Joe says, hey, I believe in Zach, we don't have enough talent, and I think everyone agrees, you'd have to be pretty silly to not think they have enough talent. I believe in Zach. I believe in this coaching staff. Let's just get more talent. Are you going to go against him knowing that it's going to make him upset at this stage? I wouldn't. Now, if they add talent this offseason and Zach struggles again and they don't win again, well, then you got to do something. And me personally, I would have had a heart-to-heart with Joe and maybe made a decision. But yeah, I think the Bengals are sticking with Zach for a bunch of reasons. One is Mike Brown is patient. They believe in him, and Joe believes in him. And if Joe believes in him and you're 50-50 on it, well, that's a heck of a tiebreaker to lean in and side with. So I do understand that side of it. Even if it were me, I probably would have looked at it and said, you know, from a 5,000-foot view, it's probably time to move on after seven seasons.
I'm just looking at the Bengals have the 10th pick coming up in the draft. Just your thoughts on needs, and, you know, obviously you got to get Burrow some help.
Yeah, I mean, they just need some playmakers on defense. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Is part of the reason why this Bengals team, every time they play the Browns, it is a dogfight, is because there aren't many teams whose top playmakers can match up with the Bengals' top playmakers, and the Browns can, and that's tough. And much like the Browns have been pretty poor on offense, the Bengals have done that defensively over the past couple of years. And so can you find a playmaker that's going to give you the ability to build around this young rookie contract defensive player, and preferably it would be in the trenches, right? Someone, a defensive tackle, defensive end. That's what they need. Will they be able to find it with the 10th pick? I don't know. Those guys are hard to come by. And so we'll see. Regardless, they have to add significant talent to their defense to raise the floor of their defense. So we're not talking about a team losing 47-42 to the Bears and 39-38 to Justin Fields and the Jets. I mean, just some embarrassing losses that they dealt or that they suffered this season.
James, I have 20 seconds. Does Dan Pitcher get a head coaching job, and is it in Cleveland?
I think there's a 25% chance that he gets a head coaching job. And if it were me, I would try to dodge the Browns. I think the Ravens should be interested in Dan Pitcher. Clearly, I'm high on him. But would not shock me one bit if Cleveland makes a run at him and tries to hire him.
Great to have you with us, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
James Rapine, our former coworker. Now,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Cincinnati doing all kinds of things with the Bengals, and he joined us on the Make It Right Call Kyle Wright hotline. Change your thought on a young, hot coordinator? Baskin just gave me a visual cue on that one. I'll tell you what he said when we come back.
According to Robert Murray of FanSided, Stephen Kwan and the Guardians have agreed to a $7.725 million contract for the season ahead to avoid going to arbitration.
Okay, there's that.
Don't have to worry about that.
James Rapine, our former coworker from BengalsTalk.com and Locked On Bengals, was just with us moments ago. And James said this about the gentleman who's going to interview with the Browns, Bengals offensive coordinator Dan Pitcher.
If Dan Pitcher becomes the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns, I think everyone listening, at least from a Browns fan's standpoint, should be excited. He's an offensive-minded, young, bright, forward-thinking, offensive-minded coach that has worked his way up. The key there is he's been working closely with Joe Burrow throughout Joe Burrow's six-year NFL career. And so when it comes to quarterbacks, offensive trends, scheme, all of the above, I think he checks all of those boxes. And I also like Dan's demeanor a ton.
What's that do for you, Andy?
I think if he got here, I could be okay with it. I'm just like right now, there's too many different options out there. That doesn't seem to be my go-to guy at this point. I don't know if it's anybody in Northeast Ohio's go-to guy right now. There are other names out there that you want to see the Browns try to fight for or get the opportunity to take him. But I think if they did hire him, I think we would embrace him the same way you would like Mike Pettine. People embrace Mike Pettine. People embrace Pat Shurmur.
Not when they...
They embrace...
We embrace anybody who's the head coach because we want nothing but the best for them.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is
Don't hand off to Nick Chubb in the red zone.
I always felt bad for Pettine because I thought Pettine was a...
I liked Mike.
I did, too. I thought he was a good coach.
Yeah, I did, too.
You know, he just never really... He was, like, the fifth or sixth choice while Banner and Lombardi were screaming at each other trying to figure out who to get as a head coach, and they waited too long, and... So I just think he's not a name that is going to make you run out and go buy tickets, but in the end of the day, maybe he could be a good coach. And when James says that, there's some validity to it.
Dan and I agreed yesterday. Ultimately, what you really want is to find your own Sean McVay, find your own John Harbaugh, find your own Mike Tomlin. Yeah. You want to hire that guy who becomes your cornerstone and is here for a decade plus. If you can find somebody like that, they've tried it numerous times. You know, we went over the guys they have hired already. They haven't nailed it. The closest they've come to getting it right is Kevin Stefanski.
That's exactly right.
And if Kevin wasn't good enough for them to keep, maybe it's time they go out and hire somebody with experience because apparently they're not identifying coordinators who become the guy. You know what I mean? It's hard to argue with that, isn't it?
You can't.
Their track record isn't good for it.
Yeah, the resume that you're laying out or the receipt is unpaid, and you're 100% right. There just hasn't been that guy. Although, you know, you got to give it a little bit of time, too. And I think early on with the Haslams, they didn't give guys a lot of time. I also wonder how Chud would have been in the second year, too.
But yeah, no, me too.
We never got to see that.
I'll always wonder about that. So the fact that James is close to the Bengals situation, has watched Pitcher, gives you a little different perspective, and maybe some of these other guys they're going to talk to as well. Is Todd Monken ready to be a head coach?
It makes me feel like there's a parachute there, right? Like it doesn't. It's not if you're going to fall, you may not break all your bones.
I don't think they're going to get John Harbaugh. If they do, that'd be phenomenal. We all know that would be phenomenal. And But even though it'd be phenomenal hire, it doesn't mean it's going to work. I would think it would, but it doesn't mean it's going to work. Mary Kay Cabot, our buddy from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com, has just put out, is it up there on the Twitter, Dan, where she did this?
Yeah, it's on social media. All of our social media mentions are powered by Scheib & Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. You can always send a message to the show at CLE Talking Heads if you so desire. But Mary Kay put that out there a little bit ago that the Browns would be interested in talking to Mike McDaniel and are interested in talking to him.
Does that surprise anybody?
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, I would think so. Mike's a really interesting guy. I love his demeanor and his approach to press conferences. And I think he's a good offensive coach. So that might be a situation where, again, you hire a guy or you talk to a guy, and if he doesn't get one job, maybe you offer him another one. He's been here before under Kyle Shanahan. Of course, it went so well. So here's one of the catches on that. It went so well for Kyle Shanahan here that he orchestrated his own departure. So does that rub off on McDaniel? Like, yeah, I've seen enough. Maybe the fact that there are only 32 of these gigs, that's an overriding factor here. But have enough guys come here, not succeeded, and probably don't have great things to say about things. I'm sure Shanahan doesn't.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't.
That maybe some guys
Although
just,
they did let him out of his contract.
Yeah.
That's
Kyle, not Kevin. Yeah. That maybe some people just say, you know what, thanks. I'm going to go visit the Bidwells.
I'm going to talk to
the Mara family.
I'm sure there are people that have bypassed the Browns. I mean, like, don't you think? We talk about 32, and I'm sure there have been, thanks, but no thanks. Oh, Deshaun Watson was a guy that bypassed the Browns.
Yes, he did, didn't he?
But then he learned that money talks and ended up signing.
I think he knew money talked.
The Todd Monken thing, does that do anything for you?
I don't know enough about Todd, except that he's been a good...
He was here for a year.
Yeah, I know. He's been a good...
And that was for Freddie.
For Freddie.
Yeah.
How'd that work? Worked so well, Freddie got fired.
Yeah.
He's a different personality, though. He will rub people the wrong way.
Ooh, so that
means... You know what? This team might need
like
some of that.
You would like to play his press conferences?
No. He's boring as sin when it comes to press conferences, but...
He speaks highly of you.
He's never met me. I don't know who the hell I am.
Dan, do you think the Browns would let you in on some of these... Do you think maybe the Browns would let you in on some of these interviews and you could kind of, like, I don't know...
Do some coaching.
Yeah, and then just say, hey, this is what you got to do. You got to say crazy stuff so we can play your press conferences so I can feel good about it.
No.
Otherwise, I'm going to sit here and yell at Baskin and Phelps because they want to hear the press conference. What do they have to say?
I mean, I'm going to yell at you no matter what.
Yeah.
These guys all get media trained. It's just, okay. Buckle in. Next head coach. Here we go. Press conference.
Didn't know you could record, Andy.
Oh, look. Get excited.
Oh, now hey. It's me. All right.
Hey, everybody. Let's now go live for the defensive coordinator.
Let's go to Dan Campbell.
That you could sign me up.
Oh, see, that
you
doesn't
could
take
get
very
Dan
much.
Campbell here. Listen, I've been all in on the fighting Dan Campbell's from Jump Street.
Yes, you actually have.
You get Dan Campbell here, we're having a different conversation.
See, this goes back though to identifying the right coordinator. They had Dan Campbell there for an interview. When was it? 2019. He didn't get the gig. Okay. Well, there was one guy you had here for an interview who could actually coach. You didn't hire him.
You signed me up for this.
I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. But none of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that. So excuse my language.
Don't you want to hear a coach who says, excuse my language?
Here we go.
I think it would be great, except Dan would be running around.
And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right?
Bite a kneecap off.
He gets knocked down.
That's still
the
greatest. That's still the greatest ever.
In that ill-fitting suit, which only made it better, because you could tell he was so uncomfortable with having to wear anything with buttons.
You remember when he was the interim coach in Miami?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't either.
I had no recollection.
It was sometime like 4 years, something like that, before he got the gig in Detroit, 5 years. And he was still kind of the wild child, former tight end.
He was an intern there.
He had long he had long hair, and it was like, this does not look like the type of dude who's an NFL head coach.
2015 is when that happened.
No, serious, man.
I wonder, did he wear like Hawaiian shirts while he was coaching? I could see that.
Somebody needs to do that.
I don't think that man owns, I think he owns one thing with buttons on it, and it might be the dress shirt and the suit that he wore to that meeting. And he might have even borrowed it.
Might have even borrowed it.
He was so uncomfortable standing there. You could tell he was like, this doesn't fit me. What are we doing? Give me my hat. Give me my quarters. Not even quarters. Give me my sweatshirt. Let's go.
You know, he was clean shaven there. He was just a little bit, I think he was just, you know, dipping his toe in the water.
Are you more, I'm still on the fence on this. Are you more apt to want to take another shot at finding your Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh? Or are you just give me somebody who I know can coach in the NFL and let's give him a few years and see where it goes?
Look, I'm on the record. I want a veteran coach here. There's just too much drama. I need someone. I need someone with that one skill that Stefanski was really good at, and that was avoiding drama. And if it meant not saying anything insane or making Dan nuts, so be it. I don't care. But my point is, we need someone that can walk this franchise away from drama. I'm tired of being the most talked about team that doesn't win in the NFL. We're really good at getting headlines. Really, really good. Let's get them for the right reasons now. Let's get them because we're winning. Let's get them because we've got a coach in here that's holding players accountable, that is striving to be better each and every game, that has a quarterback that he is 100% comfortable with, that has wide receivers that don't have to look up the, ooh, does he lead the league in drops? I mean, at some point.
How much is he being paid?
Yeah. How much did that drop cost the organization? Can we just get to one season where we don't have to worry about any of that stuff?
John Harbaugh does that the minute he's hired somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest drama about, his brother brought a little drama by living in a trailer, but I mean, there isn't a whole lot of drama with John.
That was just a good story. Yeah, there was no drama there.
Well, Jim Rockford kind of deal, but yeah, right? Didn't Rockford live in like a trailer house?
Yeah, 29 Cove Road.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Malibu.
Okay, stalker.
It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent,
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.